Anyway, two-goal advantage, that was the key to that one. Nice dictation of pace early and kind of the difference.
Yeah, that was the game plan. I mean, we knew that we had to be way tighter. And in the first period, they didn't get anything.
Yeah.
Like, we frustrated the crap out of them. And that was the game plan. Unfortunately, in the second, we got a little loose, but we knew they were going to push back. They're a great team. They found ways to get some space. You know, back and forth, that's the ebbs and flows of playoff hockey in this type of environment. But when we needed to buckle down, again, our power play found a way. We were very disciplined. Took one penalty, killed it off. And, you know, even though it wasn't necessarily working at times on the power play, we were patient. And we went back to all the training we've done. I mean, we worked on our power play a ton all year. Our specialty teams have been the difference. And in the series, they were the difference. So that's going to have to be the way. And then at the end, we just buckled down and did whatever we could.
And, boy, being able to get that late power play goal by chance just to kind of salt it away. Because that is a team that can score in bunches if you give them just a flicker.
Yeah, for sure. We were pressing a bit. And those guys want to, like, they want to be the difference makers. But we just had to, again, it was more of the same message as yesterday. It was just, okay, relax. Yeah. Make the available plays. We know what's available. We know what's working. And then they executed it. So.
So you get a chance to win the first Canada West title since 2020. Could be against Mount Royal. So what do you think?
Yeah, it seems like that. You know what? I mean, we similar to UBC. Like we split. We didn't play a very good first game against them. That was way back in November. And then I thought we played a real tight game in game two and responded. So they're a very highly skilled team. They're run and gun. They've got some big heavy guys as well. Their goaltending's been good. So it'll be a test for sure.
Brandon, was it easier to kind of work the bench tonight knowing that the officials let the teams play a little bit? Because that wasn't the case Friday. At times last night, not so, but tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's whenever there's not as many penalties, you can get more guys involved, right?
Yeah.
And I think that helped us. We were able to sort of balance it out a bit, and guys were able to get out there. Yeah, I mean, when there's a ton of penalties, there's no flow to the game, and you overextend guys too, especially if you're down or you need a goal or whatever. So I thought overall, I thought the officials did a great job tonight, overall for me. I mean, they would maybe argue on the other end, but for us, I thought we did. But I didn't think there was anything unnecessary that we took that they were looking to call. We knew that they were probably going to give us one or two, but we were disciplined and we did what we could.
What does it mean to get a national championship berth? I mean, we haven't talked about that.
It's fantastic. I mean, this
How
is something
we've
been...
Well,
it's what we've been working for, right? And since I've been here, there's been lots of learning. There's been, you know, me putting my own flavor on things and getting to know people. And all of the community and Husky Athletics have been super, super supportive. I've been able to go and do my thing and bring in the people that we needed to and have the core leadership group that we've had to sort of bring it along. And that's been the plan all along. So it's going the right way. We don't want to stop here, though. So we're really excited to have that opportunity to play in Nationals.